don't even say the name of God lest he defile it, says, no, don't sacrifice to us. We're only people. And Paul begins to teach. Now, amazingly, people believe. Many, apparently. And then, listen to this. Some of those upset people came all the way from Antioch and stirred up trouble here. And so the Jews, apparently, although the text doesn't say that, but the Jews dragged Paul out to stone him. Now, I don't know if you know what stoning is. I think you probably do, but I'm not sure you've ever... It's not quite what I thought it was. Stoning, at least, if the Jewish records date back that far, and you can debate exactly what all these rules were firm, but it seems like they are. When a person was accused of a capital crime, they're brought to a hill that has to be at least 18 feet high. It's in cubits, but it would correspond to 18 feet. 2 paces from the edge of the hill, the person is asked to confess their sin. If they confess, God forgives them, and then you stone them. If you don't confess, God doesn't forgive them, and then you stone them. Think about that if you see the Passion movie when the thief on the cross confesses. Why does Jesus say, today you will be with me in paradise? Is it because the man said, he's innocent, we're guilty? Be at least worth, anyway. Then you strip the person of their clothes, bind their hands and feet at the edge of this 18-foot hill. And the 2 witnesses who saw or heard the crime for which they're being stoned stood one on each side and pushed them off. 18 feet, 2 stories. Many died of that fall. And then every person in the community that thought they were guilty picked up 1 stone, big as you wanted, and dropped it on them. If you missed, if you didn't think they were guilty, you wouldn't throw a stone, but you dropped it on them. When everyone had dropped a stone who thought they were guilty, 10 stones or 1,000 stones, whatever it was, now it was finished. And if the person survived, they were free to go. That may be, by the way, what happened to Jesus in Nazareth. They dragged him out of the synagogue to the edge of a cliff to push him off. Now, that's a very un-Jewish thing, unless it's the beginning of a stoning. Jesus stood there, and it says, and he walked through the crowd and left. Why? Well, it's possible because he was God, because he had the Spirit of God in him, that he had this divine aura, you know, sort of like Star Wars, and nobody dared touch him. I believe that with all my heart. He's the Son of God. But if you saw the Passion movie or if you see it, I thought Mel Gibson did a great job of capturing the fact that Jesus chose not to use his deity when he could have for many things. I think Jesus stood there. Nobody pushed him. He hadn't done anything wrong if he had claimed to be Messiah, but if he was Messiah, that's not sinful to say. And so he said, okay, see it. And he walked away. I think at least that's worth considering. That's not my idea. I think that's David Flusser's idea from the Hebrew University. Anyway, so they dragged Paul out here somewhere, shoved him off a cliff, and stoned him. Now, I don't know how many stones they dropped on him, but they stoned him. Now, put yourself in his sandals. What would you do next? How many Olympic records would you break? Paul survived. You know what the text says? He got up, brushed himself off, and went back into town. My, these people are interested in this. I gotta talk more. They can't wait to... Listen to me. Honestly, it's almost humorous to read that story in the book of Acts. Don't you want to be like that? How easily discouraged we are in our walk with God. How often we quit or curse at somebody that, oh, if you don't want to hear it, then forget you. This guy gets stoned by those people, and his first reaction is to go right back and tell them more about Jesus.